Welcome to Left End Back End Podcast, episode 50!
Five.
And we have a three-time returning guest, three-time All-Star, Scott Spangler. Scott, thank you for joining the podcast with us again. This time, live from San Antonio.
Yep.
The Alamo.
Well, don't forget.
I remembered it.
Your shirt.
I got on the shirt when he got here and said, you got to wear it.
That's very cute. Scott, why are you in town? Tell the lefties why you're in town right now.
I'm here to see our newest granddaughter. Our only granddaughter.
Your newest, yeah, your only.
And Jeff's firstborn child.
Is that a Freudian slip?
No, I don't. Like, I never slip.
Slip, trip, and fall.
Yeah, slip, trip, and falls. We don't cover slip and falls.
Just what about slip and slides?
No, that's different.
Did you know what was an epic game was slip and slide baseball?
What?
Wait, in real life?
Yeah, did you ever
play? Oh, you mean with the pool for, like, for the bases?
Mutual? Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. We didn't really slip and slide, but it was more like the bases were big water, like baby water.
We only had a slip and slide from third to home, but
that's cool.
The emergency room also loved that game.
They're sliding in, they're throwing that ball as hard as they can at their face. 12-year-old.
Actually, that was my first mutual activity when I turned 12.
What an introduction, and it went downhill from there, didn't it? Because the next week was planning week, where you planned the activities and just sat in a little room.
Yeah, because then it was summertime, and nobody was around anyways.
Was that like almost 20 years ago?
Almost.
Yeah. 18. 19.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
You're old, dude.
We've got an action-packed show for you. As is per usual with our guests, Scott's bringing our draft. We got an all-time NBA roster battle between me and Scott. Jeff will give us more info once we get there. And then, Scott, you got a segment for us, correct?
One.
All right.
And a draft.
And a draft.
It's really going to be loaded today.
Yep.
We start with our Q-tip. And I gave Jeff a demo Q-tip, but I changed my mind. So, sorry about that, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness. Was it me who told you to change it?
No. But my question is a little more of a thinker this time. And it is... You are given the ability to see through things. Would you rather be able to see through physical things or figurative things, i.e. dishonesty, lies, fake things?
Okay. It's tough because that's like a catch-22 because you almost don't want the power to be able to see through that because it'll like shatter your reality.
Correct.
You'll be able to see things. You're like, you'll know all the people you thought you trusted say things that you're like, oh, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Like, but it also like would help you. But then I don't know if I'd have any friends after that.
Yeah, because like just you hear that, and you're like, oh, that's the easy answer. Nobody could be able to lie to me. But then all of a sudden you'd be like, wait, would that be a curse?
Yeah. And seeing through physical things could be cool, but also it could be also horrible because you're like,
crap! I can see through Scott's shirt right now. Oh no.
It just looks like the back wall.
It's just white. Eggshell.
Not as firm, though.
It's got some shadows.
Serious. That's not even close.
What do you think, Scott?
I think that I'm flabulous. That's what I think.
No, I mean about what you're going to be able to see through.
I agree with both of you guys. It's really a tough call because knowing the truth, I would just be like, and then if you try to call them out on it, then they would lie more about it, not knowing that you'd really know what they were doing. So
yeah, unless you admit it,
you would have no friends. So I'm probably just going to have to say, I'd rather be in the dark and just be like, well, I just trust people for who they are and face value and hope I can figure out. Most of the time that they're lying to me, they're probably my kids. And so they're telling me like, Dad, you're the best baseball player I've ever played with. That kind
well,
of thing.
Well, see,
I would never lie about that.
Yeah, Jeff wouldn't lie about that.
Truth. That's true. Yeah. That's not true anyway. I don't play baseball.
What I would say is, wow, that shirt looks cool on you.
Serious.
Wow, Dad.
You did lose 10 pounds.
Or like this. Hey, Jeff, this is the best shirt you've ever gotten.
Yeah.
Wow, Dad, I really love that you've spent so much time here. I wish you could stay longer.
That's accurate.
Kennedy really likes when you hold her.
Yeah. Thanks for
Wow, my baby is so cute.
You have the cutest grandkid that we have.
You look exactly the same.
There's too many things.
What if you could be able to turn it on and off?
Well, yeah, physical objects, because you can turn that one on and off and use it as a party trick for yourself. You could, like...
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you could turn off the figurative thing as well, if you could turn that off, would you take that?
Yes.
I would still take the physical.
I would be tempted.
I think I would too.
Turn it on more often, but I think it would be valuable in certain situations.
I don't want to be turned on that often, Jeff.
Oh, you're not anyway.
It's okay. Fair.
Except when we do a podcast.
However, I don't know how practical it is to actually...
Don't put your glasses on.
I don't know how practical it would to actually be able to see through physical things that much.
It's a party trick. That's what I said.
It is a party trick.
And you could use it to make bets. Like, I bet you I could guess what's in that, how many, cards are in that thing, in that box, and then you can win money from people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or, like, I could be able to, like, see my daughters in another room or, like, have them be playing outside and not have to...
Correct. There's a lot of applications for it, but there's also a lot of just dumb uses for it that you're like, what? It doesn't help me.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Read between the lines.
Read between the lines. Name the movie.
I don't know. Is that School of Rock?
It was School of Rock. Yes. Wow.
It was right when he was quitting the band.
When he got fired.
Kicked out of the
band. I've only seen School of Rock 3 times, so I'm actually kind of impressed.
Yeah.
Only 3?
And I'm depressed that you've only seen it 3 times.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go watch it right after this podcast.
I've seen it 3 times today.
Wolf.
Great. I think you're lying to me, Jeff. I want to see through your lies right now.
He is. He's totally lying.
I guess he'll never know.
I can tell. I'm his dad.
Yeah.
The world will never know. Jeff, do you have a stat for us?
I do. It's a really interesting stat. I stumbled upon this stat. I didn't actually go looking for it, and I figured this would be a really cool stat because, I don't know. There's people out there, when you watch ESPN or a game, and they'll pull out the most obscure, random stat. They're like, how did you come up with this? Like,
to fit whatever narrative they're trying to push.
Exactly. They're like, all right, so... Russell Westbrook is the first player that's recorded at least 26 points, 3.7 rebounds, 5.7 assists, and 15 missed threes in a game in history.
And done it while his spouse was pregnant.
Yeah. Like, they just...
That's right.
Who's in charge? I don't know, but they do their jobs really well because it's always interesting. Like,
yeah.
All right, Philip Rivers has the most kids of any person in NFL. He has 12 children.
Philip Rivers has played the most downs of football while having a pregnant spouse.
Yeah.
That's actually probably accurate.
Probably a real fact.
Yeah.
So this one is a fact. This is a college fact, and I thought it was interesting. There are only four colleges that have a Heisman winner, a Naismith winner, and a Green Jacket winner.
A Green Jacket winner?
Yeah. For the Masters. There's only four colleges that have...
Okay, I know one of them off the dome. Pause.
Which one?
Texas.
Texas is correct. That is one of them. Nice job.
I only know that because of Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth is from Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
The other three are big names. One of them's less...
I'll go USC.
USC is not.
Dang it.
No,
but it's a good guess.
They don't have a Masters winner.
Yeah. These are both... huge football programs. Mass.
Yeah. Oklahoma. I don't know who played for Bama. Or who golfed.
The Green Jacket winner is really the kicker here.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm trying to figure out because you got the major program. So Heisman, I'm going to guess Georgia, Alabama, and Florida.
Okay, none of those. You're on the right track and you're going to be like, oh yeah. Okay, we've got Notre Dame. Interesting. Notre Dame has one.
Nostradamus, yes.
Nostradamus, yes. The Hunchback. Ohio State.
The Lunchback.
The Ohio State.
Who played, who's the golfer from Ohio State?
I don't know. Okay. Oh, I don't. It didn't tell me on the thing. It just told me the four.
Glad you did research into this, Jeff. Can you see through my?
I didn't care. I didn't care who the four was for that. I just cared who the fourth person, the fourth team was, which was BYU.
Oh. But
BYU had Jimmer Fredette.
True.
Won the Naismith. And
Ty Detmer
was the Heisman. And they had a green jacket winner, which was
Joseph Smith.
No.
Joseph Fielding.
Who's this?
That's what I meant.
Do you know who that guy is?
No.
Lincoln, do you know who this man is?
No, I'm going to look it up, though.
Okay. He's the one. And actually, really fun fact, I did a little more digging, Mr. You didn't do any research.
Mike Weir was BYU.
Oh, yeah, Mike Weir. He was a left-hander from Canada.
And he won. He was from BYU. So... But there's actually a narrow
split. First Canadian and lefty to win a major championship.
Oh, Scott just hit both those points. That's nice. A bonus point for the
bonus point. Good job.
Thank you. Everybody praise Scott in the
pot. Hey, by the way, I do have
He looks nice.
But he's weird.
Oh, nice.
Hey, so I
and he's weird.
I have a stat of the day, too, since I don't get invited on all of these.
This you just want to keep rubbing that in.
No, this one's really important.
Don't rub anything
in. Pause. Super pause. Thanks for that.
Okay, here's the stat of the day.
Jeez. You're the worst, Lincoln. I'm sorry. Okay.
87% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
That was the very first stat of the day that Jeff used.
Was it really?
Yep.
Yeah, oh, I would have known that if I had been invited on. Thanks.
Sorry, you.
Or
you
if
didn't
you would listen to the podcast, you would know.
Yeah, it took me having to show him today some before he listened to it. He hadn't even listened to his own podcast.
No,
that's a bummer.
I know what I sound like. It's horrible.
I sent it to you.
I know.
Actually,
this is what he did. Cool.
I've started to hate the sound of my voice less.
Yeah, it doesn't bother as much. I actually watch it 24/7. I'm at work. I just watch myself.
I listen to you talk to me all the time, Jeff, and I just have conversations with you. But I bleep out my own voice so I can have new conversations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, smart. Prep for them.
Have we checked to make sure that all the speakers are plugged in properly on this, the microphones?
Ooh. Whoa. That was cold.
Thanks so much, Scott. do we
want to
jump into your segment before we do our – or actually, no. Let's build our NBA rosters because that's semi-draft mode, and then we'll go to your segment, and then we'll draft. Does that work?
And real quick, there was an added stat that BYU also has a Wooden Award winner, which I think narrows down. They may only be top two that other colleges have. So pretty interesting.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
All right.
The glasses are on. It's go time.
Okay. All right, Scott. I will keep track of our teams, and I'll send it to Jeff.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got, for those of you listening, we have a point guard, a shooting guard.
Wait, Jeff, you haven't even told them what the draft is.
Oh, that's correct.
Or what this segment is.
So we had this idea. Was it you that came up with it?
Yeah.
My dad had this idea probably a year ago, maybe longer.
Potentially,
to draft an all-time NBA team and to have each person come up with one. And then using NBA 2K23 that I have, which is pretty accurate. It's pretty good at determining it. Maybe not perfect, but it
video
has...
games, there's no flaws in them, right?
Yeah. It's almost real life. It feels like they're trapped in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this game that we can plug in, and you can actually find the era of player that you want. And for our sakes, when you draft a player, it drafts that player the best version of them. So I'm not going to pick 2002 Michael Jordan on the Magic. I'll pick the prime Michael Jordan, whether it's like 97, 98.
He was never on the Magic.
So on the Wizards, sorry.
Thank you.
East Coast.
Good correction.
Thank you.
All right, we don't want to be telling lies on here. I must not tell a lie.
I'm not a huge Jordan fan, so obviously that didn't really care. I didn't really care about that. So...
Jeff's not my son.
Just got disowned live on a podcast.
Kennedy's not even his granddaughter.
Yeah, that's fine. So we're gonna draft. Yeah, each player. It's gonna be snake draft like normal. You'll have a starting five and five bench players in the game, it will actually make me select 12 players, but what I did with a trial run that I did a long time ago to see if it would work, I added just two of the same player for both teams that are really bad, and they're never going to play because the game will not substitute them in. So it won't matter. It's only the main five bench players that really matter. The final two are just like if there's injuries. Anyway,
gotcha.
We will be going back and forth and drafting them, and you'll draft that player, one player per person. You can't pick the same player from a different era. And then I will plug it in, and I will push it through a seven-game series. Now, if you guys decide, I can actually do seven-game series because it's so quick to do a simulation. So it doesn't just have to be one seven-game series. You can have the same team, and we'll run whoever can win best out of seven series. So whoever wins four series first. Would you guys like to do it that way, or would you like to do on one series, like a championship?
Championship.
That's it? Just like one and done, one series, just like the an NBA championship.
Best of seven, is that what you would want?
Yeah.
So it's just seven games, and whoever wins four first.
Yep.
Or I could run seven of those and see who wins. Because that's quick.
Well, until
and
70 times seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgive you.
Okay, we'll do that. Scott,
per tradition, you are the guest on the pod, and you get to choose whether you want to go first or second, or I can flip a $1 coin.
Flip the coin.
With Sacagawea on it.
Flip the coin.
Sacagawea, really?
Sacagawea.
Wow. All
right. If you guess it right, you go first. Deal?
Okay.
Call it in the air.
Heads.
It is heads. So you are first.
Okay. Michael Jordan.
All right. Felt like a no-brainer.
Yep.
Okay. What position is he?
He's a shooting guard.
Shooting guard. Okay. All right. So Mr. MJ felt like a no-brainer.
It did.
You would have taken him too, right?
Yes, I would have.
Yeah.
Mostly to steal him from you. I don't even think he's that good.
Let's not talk about steal, okay?
I'm just joking. Just hanging around.
Just hanging around.
I'm gonna go with LeBron at my three.
Wow. LeBron James.
Mostly because I don't want you to have MJ and LeBron. That just feels wrong.
Yeah, that's
however,
crazy.
I have no idea where to go with my next pick.
Yeah, because this is tough. You've got so many positions that you're like, should I prioritize a point guard? Should I prioritize a center that's maybe one of the best of all time?
Which is in fact what I'm going to do, and I'm going to take Shaq.
Wow! All right, so you went dominant big boy. Do you have a preference on the era of Shaq? Just so I know.
Probably Lakers Shaq.
Okay, so like championship early 2000s Shaq.
Like destroying the Blazers' hopes and dreams, Shaq.
Yeah. So 2001, 2002.
Probably 2002.
Okay.
But yeah, whatever's best.
That's just my internal for me to remember.
Yeah. All right, Scott.
So I got two picks now?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Steph Curry.
Wow, okay. Steph. You could have gone a lot of ways there.
Yeah, well, I went that way.
And why?
Because I think he's one of the greatest shooters, if not the greatest shooter.
He is the greatest shooter.
Okay. Yeah. You went shooting.
It's pretty tough to
his
stop
defense,
a guy like that.
His defense is going to be questionable in a game simulation, so I would always watch out, depending on who your shooting guard is on your team.
But whatever.
But Steph Curry, that's solid.
Yep. And then I'm going to go with Wilt Chamberlain.
Whoa!
At your five?
Yeah, he's my center.
All right. Do you have an era of Wilt?
I don't know.
Before he wilted away?
Right. I'll go look. I'll go look. Before his 100-point game or after?
After.
His fake 100-point game.
Before or after he was allowed to dunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before they were allowed to punch people in the face.
I feel like I need to... I don't know where Scott's going to go, and that's my problem right now. I can't predict how old school he's going to go versus, like, newer school. So some of these, like, a couple of these picks I think I could let slide. However, I am going to take... I'm going to take Kobe at my two.
Ooh, that's a solid pick because he's like shadow version of Michael Jordan.
So you got Shaq and Kobe together.
Wow.
Right.
Which so actually, in the game, it actually makes a difference.
Got a little chemistry action. Also, they do have team LeBron chemistry. And Shaq were teammates too. So
they've all been teammates.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually pretty ticked that you took Curry because that's my number one point guard, and my other ones I feel like are all a tier below. And then I'm going to take my first bench player here, and I'm going to go with Jokic.
Jokic is a bench player. All right.
Because I don't want you to have him. I don't want you to have him.
Do you have a preference on the year of Jokic?
All the years.
Last couple years? Like, yes, last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
The year they won the championship, probably.
Okay.
Although you could argue that this was his best season.
I don't think it'll be updated. The
worst team further.
It won't be updated from this season in the game.
Yeah.
So you've got shooting forward, or small forward, and point, and power forward.
Yeah.
And then your bench. All right.
And I can take, I can put somebody in a forward position that isn't technically a small forward. I can still have them play at that position.
The game will put them where they're labeled. So if they're labeled as a small forward in the game, that's where they're going to get put.
Okay.
Like, I can't manually override that.
Wait, but I have a power forward and a small forward.
Yep, correct. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So my next pick is going to be Tim Duncan.
Oh, that was going to be my next pick, actually.
He's going to be your starting power forward.
Yep.
Okay.
That low-key was actually, that was in consideration. That was my second choice for my power forward as well. So good pick.
Wow. He's got some tall guys over there.
You're
Timmy D, some good defense on your side. Wilt Chamberlain, Michael, and Timmy. It's a solid defensive.
And then for small forward, I'm going to take Scottie Pippen.
Okay. Oh, so he's got some team.
I'm taking some team chemistry there.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take, and I'm putting him at the four. I'm going to take Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
He was my other pick for that.
I'm going to put him at my four. I think Tim Duncan will body him, but
he's a but Tim Duncan can't guard him on the outside at all.
Exactly. And I'd want shooting as well. Since that's evidenced by my lack of point guard and shooting
guards. Yeah, you got Kobe, LeBron, and KD as your shooting. That's solid so far without a point guard.
Going point guard. And I got Jokic, who's actually a good shooter as well. Let's see.
That's true. I hope he doesn't take my.
My next pick is I'm going to go to Kawhi.
What?
Wow, he took Kawhi Leonard. First one not on my list.
Interesting. I mean, he's got a really good peak, but wow. My dad didn't even have him on the list.
I mean, I'd need that lockdown defense. Put him on Michael.
He is the claw.
That would be a very interesting experiment to see prime MJ versus prime Kawhi, offense versus defense.
Like, I mean, they both got big hands.
Huge
paws. Kawhi's defense is really good.
DPOY.
Prime Wemby. Yeah. Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
Wemby hasn't been around long enough, though.
That's true. But it's still.
I considered taking him, but Jeff said that we couldn't even use him. He's too new.
Yeah, it won't have a good stats on there.
Yeah.
He's not even high enough on the list. It's everything else is too raw.
So you have six. You still have your point guard to pick. So in other words, I stole your point guard and you don't know who to take, so.
Correct. Okay. So I'm building out a better bench.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't think you're going to take a point guard with your next couple picks.
I am going to take one.
All right.
And we know he's going to take.
So here's my bench.
You can have Gilbert Arenas. That's fine.
Dude.
Gilbert Arenas of
Iverson. Agent Zero.
Playoffs?
I'm talking about playoffs? No, that's Allen Iverson.
I know. I'm not taking him. Okay, so for my bench, we have five on the bench, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm taking Magic Johnson.
Okay.
So he's your bench. What position does he play?
He's a point guard.
Okay, so that's your backup point guard. Good luck guarding him with whoever you got. Yeah, that's tough.
Good old John Stockton. Boy, you need a couple more pick and rolls for that one. And then my backup center, I'm going to take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem! What a... Wow. The fact that Kareem's not in your...
Top
your,
five?
Your center position with his prime?
But look who you've got.
That's
man.
Incredible.
I think
Wilt's good. I just
Wilt was
I would
so strong. I would assume and Kareem's. Shaq was just a beast.
I just assume Kareem would be rated higher in the game than Wilt with how good he is.
Well, Jeff, we don't think about video games the way that you do.
Yeah. We have
with
lives.
With your head.
Oh.
Or in your mind. Or in your brain.
I'm going to go to my backup power forward, and yeah. I'm going to go with Giannis.
Nah, there it is.
Yeah, I got it.
You took a long time to pick him.
He's a defensive beast, and also he's essentially lanky. He's just as lanky as Wemby, yep. With a little bit more muscles on him.
I'm surprised he's there.
I do like that I got Giannis there. That's
one in order.
I got Giannis and KD. Those are good. I still need to take a point guard.
Yeah, don't let it slip too far.
There's not a lot left.
Because he might pick, yeah.
I've got three on my list, and you haven't taken any of them.
I have three on my list as well, and I...
Doesn't really care about
all,
picking them.
They're all basically like double backups.
Correct.
Yep. Sorry.
Compared to the prime of some...
And I don't believe in AIDS, so I didn't want to take Magic.
Just because you don't believe in it.
AIDS is real. Sorry, yeah. It is.
Oh, sorry.
Live Aid, especially.
Okay, well, I'm
monkeys?
Going to...
That's crazy.
I missed it.
The group.
He said, ask the monkeys.
Oh.
About AIDS, yeah, wow.
Careful.
Yikes.
I'm going to add some more shooting and defense.
No,
and I'm going to take the older version of Klay Thompson, and I'm going to go with Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller wasn't on your list either.
No.
Yeah, he's got the shots. Wow. Literally a top 10 of all time, and you put Reggie Miller in there.
He's the second best shooter of all time.
Klay Thompson
is
actually probably a better shooter than Reggie Miller is.
Yeah, well, I don't want to take
cold blooded.
So you've got two picks left, and I've got three.
Yep.
Because it'll go two for you now.
Yep, right.
He's got his two.
Right, so I've got a point guard and a center. I'm taking a power forward, and I'm going to go with Karl Malone.
The mailman.
The mailman.
He delivers.
He delivers.
Except for when he needs to make a free throw to win a championship. Then he against my Bulls. Yeah.
Courtesy of MJ.
Yeah, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Also, I mean, think how much are these deep bench players playing for us in the game?
Yeah.
Not a lot, but they
a
are.
A fair getting... amount, but not a lot.
Yeah.
So
that top five is really important, so I'm surprised your point guard has slipped this far, Lincoln.
I mean.
Well, slip and slide.
Yeah.
All right, and for small forward, I'm going to go something different. I'm going with Oscar Robertson, the big O.
He's rated pretty high in his games.
Yeah, he's...
They put him...
Yeah, well, this guy averaged a triple-double for his career, so he can put up the stats.
What position?
He's going to be a small
shooting
forward.
Guard?
Three.
Small forward.
He's a three.
Wow.
Which should give me what? What does that give me left? Just a
you have a shooting guard left in your bench.
A shooting guard, okay.
Okay, and I have my final two picks here. I'm still have no idea what I want to do with my point guard position.
I think I know what you're gonna pick, but
I mean, so I want to go Steve Nash.
Yeah,
but I don't know because Steve Nash as a distributor for this team would be pretty amazing. I mean, he played with
Kobe and LeBron and Kevin Durant.
He played with Shaq.
Yeah, you want a guy who can distribute, but
I don't like. He's going to be a little bit of a defensive liability.
A lot of point guards are though.
Yeah.
Just go Kyrie.
We'll go with Steve Nash.
Okay, Steve Nash.
Well, Steve Nash is my point guard, and then you need to take a shooting guard. Is that right?
Yep.
So he's gonna try to cherry pick one.
He's not gonna pick mine.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you sure about that?
I'll bet you a McChicken on it right now, and I'm pointing at it for Jeff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're not gonna take it, Lincoln.
Okay. Well, I took Clyde Drexler.
Actually, that's not Clyde that far the off.
That's a pretty good one.
That's
yeah.
pretty close to what you would have picked.
Pretty close.
Thank you,
Clyde.
That's a good one.
Clydesdale Drexler.
Okay, and with your final pick, Scott, where are you going? You don't have to take a shooting guard, mind you.
I just changed my mind right when you did that. I'm taking Larry Bird.
You got some shooter McGavin. Had to have a white boy on your team, didn't you?
Power forward.
Yeah, no other white guys.
Or small forward.
Yeah, that's my 10.
Power or small forward, Scott?
He's a what? Power forward.
Power forward.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever position he
it
is.
It doesn't
in the
really
game,
matter. I mean, that's,
he's not going to get a lot
that's
of
That's what he would be, but.
Yeah. Okay. Cool beans. All right. Recapping our teams. Jeff, you want to call it out for us?
Yeah. So Lincoln's over here with his second rate point guard that he waited forever to take, Steve Nash, who could also beat us in soccer, any one of us. So, I mean, he's got some.
Or hockey.
Skill set. Or hockey. We've got Kobe at his
shooting
guard.
Probably pickleball, too, if we're going to be honest.
Also, probably true. Small forward, we've got LeBron James. Power forward, we have Kevin Durant. At center, he's got Shaq. And then his bench, he's got Jokic, Kawhi Leonard, Giannis, Reggie Miller, and Clyde Drexler. So, got a pretty solid team there. A couple white guys to balance things out. Scott, he's got point guard at Steph Curry. Michael Jordan as the shooting guard. Scottie Pippen as a small forward. We've got a little act team action going on. Tim Duncan is a power forward, one of his favorite players of all time. Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain at center, and then his bench, he has Magic, Kareem, Karl Malone, Oscar Robertson, and Larry Bird. Larry Legend.
So, Scott, I didn't have a number of people that you drafted on my list either. I did not have Oscar Robertson. I actually didn't even have Larry Bird.
Wow.
I did have the mailman, so I can cross him off.
You think Larry Bird is a top 20 player of all time?
Me?
Yeah.
I never watched him play. I don't know anything about it other than what people say about him, so I can't.
Would you put him
I actually,
top 20 player of all time?
Who?
I actually had Anthony Davis yeah. as my... You
know, Larry Bird is a top 20 because of what he could do. And when I look at these two lists of the 20 players, I think 19 of them are Hall of Famers. I think only one of them is questionable.
Which
and
is
that's gonna be wait, let me look.
20 are guaranteed.
Steve Nash?
Yep.
Is the questionable one?
That's
you don't think he's gonna be a Hall of Famer.
I said that's the only questionable one.
Okay.
The other ones are undisputed.
The other ones are locks. If they're not already in, they are guaranteed locks. None of those could be argued.
Even Kawhi? He's missed so much time.
But I think Kawhi has enough of a resume.
He does.
I just wouldn't put it as much of
a time NBA Finals MVP. Like that's pretty intense.
He could retire next year because of injury, and he wouldn't have played.
Yeah, I feel like he'll still get in.
Yeah, but he is a fun guy, so.
I'm a fun guy.
Okay, that's a good pick. I'm excited to see how the results turn out.
Nice list.
That'll be good.
The list went not exactly as expected, but like now that I see the list, I'm like, yeah, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah. It'll be good for both of us.
The only thing I'm mad about is that you took Steph Curry up before I could.
Yeah, really.
I almost took Dame, but I didn't think that would be.
Here's what I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you didn't take, because taking LeBron is a no-brainer as well, right? Like, that would be my number two as well. But I'm surprised you didn't take Steph second with him. I get why you took Shaq, because had you not taken Shaq, I would have taken him absolutely with my next pick.
Exactly.
Next
and I was I was banking on you going older before you took Steph Curry. So it's fair. The game's the game, you know.
I've been convinced of watching him. He is something that
prime.
Has never been seen before. Or maybe ever again.
Yeah. Dame is the closest thing to him, and it's a complete tier difference.
Yeah. Correct.
It's crazy. What a list. So
Prime Dame, Jeff and I were just talking about it. Prime Dame versus the Nuggets in the bubble.
2020 during the most COVID.
Unreal games. Watching him against the Nuggets in that 7-game series, or not? No, he actually struggled in that series. Him against the Thunder when he almost single handedly took down Russell Westbrook.
Did he do the bye bye to him?
Bye bye.
Yeah, that was legit.
Is Hall of Fame worthy just right there?
Yeah. Yeah, that was when they were all crowding him and he was like this.
And Westbrook,
straight face.
Yep.
Yeah. Westbrook was talking his smack the entire series, and he gave him just didn't say much back to him.
When he hit that buzzer and then just did the bye-bye to the whole crowd.
I get goosebumps every single time.
That was awesome.
That's so good.
The fact that he has
the closest thing that I'll get to an NBA championship.
He has more than one. Yeah.
The fact he has that one, he has against Houston.
The Rockets.
Yeah, that one was over
Chandler Parsons.
Man. So good. And Paul George is like, it was a bad shot.
It's a bad
shot. Apparently it wasn't.
Yeah. Paul George is still crying about it in his sleep.
He's crying about it in all the games he hasn't been able to play because he stinks.
And he's on the Sixers, who are literally a bottom dweller this year. What?
Yeah. Boo. They've fallen apart.
All right. That was fun.
Awesome. Thanks,
Scott.
Okay.
What a list.
Let's go. What do you got for us?
Okay. So this won't be the draft. I'll do the draft after. This is my segment. And then do you have something else?
Nope.
There's draft and then segment. Okay, so segment and then draft. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the segment. You like the glasses?
I just like you.
Thanks.
Stop.
Gosh.
Stop flirting.
I came up with a list of 15 questions. These are to see how well you and Jeff know one another as friends.
And newlywed game?
It's sort of like that, yes. I've tested this out a couple of times. So these are some you might know, and some are going to be total guesswork. If you do know, then I will be uncomfortable for both of you.
Ooh.
So this is the honor system. In other words, I will ask the question, and then you will take turns. So the first time around, you're first, Lincoln, then Jeff will answer. You're going to answer what you think the other person does.
Okay.
Got it? If we have to go to a tiebreaker, I will randomly choose two questions, and you will have to try to choose what you think I do for those to get a bonus point to break the tiebreaker. I did this with Steele and Lily. They went to a tiebreaker, and Lily won, and Steele obviously does not know his wife very well.
Well, yeah, he only thinks about himself.
Correct.
Ooh, shout out Steele.
Ouch. Love you.
Who I have his friend request pending still on purpose.
On purpose? We watched an old podcast where he said Steele was on his mission, and I've never met him, so I think he hates me, which means I think I hate him because I want to keep the bit alive.
I watched that.
I've leaned into the bit, and my dad was like, did he say leans into it?
Okay, so Lincoln, you're first on this one. You're guessing Jeff's. This first one is the one that this was the demonstration question that you both already know, because I did it as an example to you both, but you don't know your answers. So, when Jeff loads the toilet paper in the bathroom, does he load it with it rolling over the top or coming from underneath?
Pause. Over the top.
Okay. And I know why you said pause, and I won't say that. Okay. So, both of you have to, now you both know the answer to the question. So, Lincoln, you say?
Over the top.
Jeff?
It's over the top.
Over the top. Okay, Lincoln, easy. That's 1 point.
Yeah.
And Jeff, you say Lincoln?
Over the top.
Lincoln?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a psycho. You're a psycho if you do it underneath and you prefer
we're
that.
We're literally not psychopaths. Actually, both use that word.
Just so you know, I was in my hotel room. In the bathroom last night, and I looked at the roll.
Why are you in a hotel?
We can't stay here.
Yeah, our room's not big enough here, and we have an air mattress. So.
Yeah.
Man. He's got to sleep on a nice, comfy bed.
Yeah. So I noticed that the toilet paper was rolling underneath, and I was like, I can't stay at these hotels anymore. I can't stay at Holiday Inn. They're dead. Why would you do that? Fire that person.
Actually, that's the third tier, which is like, I've never even seen you, but I've seen people do it. Who will just leave the roll on top of the little stand, and you have to pick it up
they don't
and
even unroll put it, on. It
and then
yeah. I would rather have that than the underneath.
Really? Okay. No, that's way more work.
And
in hotels.
It is, but at least hotels. Like at least I know it's just because you're lazy, not because you're a psycho.
But in hotels, almost always they have a roll that's mostly full.
Yeah.
And they fold it in that special way, rolling over the top. They can't roll it underneath and do that. I'm disappointed. Okay. Question two. Jeff, you'll be first. When you guys brush your teeth, so when Lincoln brushes his teeth, does he wet his toothbrush before or after he applies the toothpaste?
Lincoln, do you have your answer?
Yeah, just wrote it down.
He wets it after he puts the toothpaste on.
Correct. Toothpaste first.
Toothpaste first.
All right. And for Jeff?
Same. Toothpaste first.
Wrong. I wet my toothbrush, and then I go right in. I get my toothbrush wet because I don't want to water down the toothpaste.
By the way, I asked my wife this question. She says neither. She puts it on, dries it, starts it, and then halfway through, then gets water and does more.
Where do you learn that?
Never heard of that before. I've been married 15 years, and I didn't even notice it until she told me. That's a learned
skill. She raw dogs her toothpaste? What the fuck?
I actually squeeze the toothpaste into my mouth first, stick my toothbrush in, and then just shake my
head. I actually don't even use a toothbrush. I just use my finger.
Only when you're camping.
Yeah. That's the only way.
Actually,
that's crazy.
So my answer is toothpaste first. If I'm going to be like the real answer is actually water, toothpaste, water. That's
so you
the
water
best
first,
answer.
Toothpaste, but then you always water after.
Okay, gotcha.
I always water after, and so if I don't water before, it's a water after. I don't always water before, but that's the best way.
Okay, so Lincoln, you're up next.
All right.
When Jeff puts his socks on, which sock does he put on first, his left foot or his right foot?
Wait, let me think about this for a second.
Yeah, both of you get your answer.
It's got to be.
Hang on. He's got to get an answer for you. Oh, he has to know for himself. He doesn't know already.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
And do you know what you're going to say for Lincoln?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
For Jeff, it's got to be he puts his right on first.
That's correct.
Okay.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Good job.
Lincoln is left.
I would say if I'm going to go put a pair of socks on right now, yes, that is correct.
Okay. However, so you do left-handed stuff, right?
It's not always left.
Yeah, like every so often, but majority of the time.
I would say if I'm going to go put a pair of socks on right now, I'll go left first.
Okay.
So for sake, I wrote it down too. So for the sake of answer, that way I can't cheat.
All right. Number four, Jeff. When showering, which arm gets soap first?
Which arm gets soap for Lincoln?
Yep. Wait, make sure he knows his answer first.
Got it.
Okay.
Put the soap on and Lincoln goes.
Such a
left arm gets soap first.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Really?
And I'm gonna say Jeff, his left arm goes first.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you
I should have thought. I thought you would have swapped it because you're Mr. Ambidextrous Amphibious.
I am amphibious, but.
Okay. So this is Jeff first. When you wake up, do you check your phone first or go to the bathroom first?
So Lincoln, you're answering for me.
Phone.
Phone's correct. And Lincoln also says phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's pretty normal. This generation, we're
30 years old.
It's true.
Bam. All right. And with work, I've got work stuff to look at. Bathroom can wait.
Right. Yeah, mine's also to see if anybody wants to talk to me, and usually the answer is no, and then I just get something.
Do I have any notifications? Lone ESPN.
All I have are emails. Wham.
Notifications. Someone just got home on Life 360. Charge your battery.
All I have are Qdoba notifications. Oh.
You have a 10% coupon for next week.
2-for-1 on Wednesday.
Hey, Cinco de Mayo sale extended.
Extended is crazy. It's just
don't miss your $10 off your next order of $50 or more at Red Robin.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Is Jeff up next?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jeff, you're guessing for Lincoln. Do you put both socks on first and then your shoes, or sock and shoe, sock and shoe?
Okay, well, I know Lincoln's not an absolute lunatic, so I know he puts both his socks on first and then his shoes.
Lincoln, is that correct?
That is correct. Jeff also does the same.
Yeah. That's a psycho.
However,
a complete psycho. That's crazy.
However, with my daughters, and mostly Junie, because Paisley can do it herself for the most part, and Junie can, but sometimes she wants me to do it, I will go sock, shoe for my kid, because I already have the one leg out in front of me, and so I can
That's a practical, but for yourself, like,
yeah.
That feels wrong.
Jeff, I did it once just to see what it felt like. It was so weird.
Dude, it's horrible. Like, you put it on, so and it's, if I'm not thinking and I do it, and I'm like, why do I have a shoe on and no sock on the other foot?
The reason one, I was actually thinking about it, and two, my back hurt, so I was like, I'm already down here. So I was like, you know what, let me just see how it is. And then I stood up, and I had a sock
on the other foot. The worst when you do it with dress shoes.
I was like, this is so weird.
You got long pants down to your leg, and you just feel it, and you're like, why do I have a full dress shoe on one and bare dogs on the other?
So Jeff will just bare take naked one toes. Shoe off. He'll take one shoe off so he can balance out, throw a sock on, then his shoes.
Okay.
Okay, so we're tied right now.
Yeah.
Wait, I've missed one, and Jeff's missed one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You both have 5 out of 6.
Okay.
Okay, question 7. This is Jeff guessing, I think, or no?
I'm guessing first.
Okay. Wallet in the back pocket or the front pocket?
Jeff?
This is when we're wearing pants.
Yeah, when you're wearing pants.
Lincoln mostly wears, like, athletic pants if he wears them.
Okay.
So this is if you're wearing jeans, right?
If you're wearing jeans or pants.
Or dress pants, like, because you're not wearing dress pants to work instead of just shorts from home.
Sure,
right. Bless you.
Nice.
Thank you. We're going to go back pocket for Jeff.
Back pocket's correct.
Okay.
And we're going to go back pocket for Lincoln.
That is correct.
Yeah. I mean,
even though I have a very thin wallet, and actually I'll say this, if I'm in public, like when we're at the Spurs game, I put it in my front pocket so it wouldn't get stolen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember that it's there, so I'm reaching my hands in. I'm like, okay, it's there. But I'm not reaching my hand in my back pocket all the time.
Yeah, I'm not grabbing my ass all the
time. Whoa, you didn't even mute it.
Come on.
Did I miss the mute?
You missed the mute.
I did miss the mute. Oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
Nice. Now we have to label it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to. I didn't even fully say the word.
Not safe for work. Boo. Minus one.
I was talking about my donkey.
Okay. Too late. It's a donkey, Shrek.
Wow.
That was a bad impression.
Your butt's not working right now, Jeff. I need to get a new mic.
Uh-oh.
This next question isn't a fair question right now, and you'll see why in a second. So you're guessing, or Jeff's guessing first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When you wear your baseball hat, do you wear it backwards or forwards most consistently?
Okay.
This is really tough, actually. For Lincoln, this is tough.
Okay.
I have it written down, Jeff.
You have it written down. Okay. I'm going to say this is actually really close because I've seen Lincoln wear both ways quite a bit. Especially when he's out in public, I think more often he wears his hat forward. When he's home, he's wearing it backwards. But I'm going to say forward.
That is correct.
Nice.
But it's not like...
It's actually more than you think. It's like 70-30 forward to backwards.
Okay, yeah.
And Jeff is like 90-10 backwards.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Almost always backwards.
Yep. I knew that one.
Okay. Yeah, it's so weird.
We're newlyweds, Jeff.
We know it.
All right. When clipping your nails, which hand do you clip first?
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know for myself yet. I have to think.
You got to practice. You just went to your drawer, you grabbed the clippers, you went outside over the garden.
Over the garden. What?
Not the right clippers. Not the Los Angeles clippers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff is going to be left hand first.
Left hand back in.
Okay. Jeff?
Lincoln is his right hand first.
That is incorrect. His left.
Oh.
So in this instance, you clip your left?
Left.
So you wash your right arm first with your left hand washing it. but you clip your left hand.
I pop the thing off, and I put the soap in my left hand. So because I put the soap in my left hand, I go to the right side first. But this time, I'll get them out, and I'll I don't know. It's just.
But you're left-handed. You're left-handed. That's so weird. You aren't. You're so ambidextrous for weird reasons.
Yeah, it is weird.
You're like, fired. I don't like this game anymore.
I shoot a basketball right-handed, I'm a stronger dribbler with my left. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Look at Otani.
LeBron said he's technically left-handed in normal everyday stuff. Like he writes left-handed. He does most other things left-handed, but he plays basketball right-handed.
Well, Otani is a left-handed or right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter.
That's very common, actually.
Yeah, there's no way to
predict. But with basketball, it's weirder that you're all the other things.
Yeah. I do write on a whiteboard and chalkboard right-handed. That's kind of messed up. But
All right, Lincoln just took a one-point lead.
Dang it.
How many questions are there? 15?
Yeah, there's 5 to play.
Okay.
Actually, 6. All right. Jeff, you're first.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just went out to a restaurant together.
Aww.
As buddies.
Chewies.
For a steak dinner.
Oh.
Ooh.
Here's what you have ordered. You have ordered mashed potatoes, some sort of hot vegetable.
Steamed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Steamed or asparagus or whatever.
Sauteed.
And a steak.
Asparagus.
Mm-hmm. What item do you taste first?
So you have mashed potatoes.
A hot vegetable.
Hot vegetable and
steak.
Steak. And who's going first?
Jeff's going first.
Jeff does.
Okay. It's really tough, actually. Because I'm kind of torn between two, but honestly, I think Lincoln takes a bite into the steak first. Because it's hot.
Incorrect.
What?
Potatoes.
Wow.
I thought that it was a very obvious answer for me. As in, like, I wrote it down without second-guessing it. And I also said that you would be potatoes.
I'm steak.
Dang.
The steak is hot, and the steak is, like, fresh, and I want to eat it right then, because that's what I'm hungry for, the fattiness. Mashed potatoes are kind of like, and this vegetable's like,
I want to pace out my meal, so my steak is my last bite.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I want it to be the freshest thing, because if it's too hot, then, or too cold by the time I eat it, then I'm like, what happened?
I eat like an animal, like Devin. I eat as fast as I can, so it's fine.
That's very true.
All right.
Actually, part of it, I want to eat some of the other stuff first, so I do get a little bit full, so then I can savor more of the steak.
Oh, okay. So you're not just eating it because you're hungry.
Correct.
Enjoying it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, pizza. Which,
by the way, Scott, your son makes a pretty darn good steak.
I know he does.
I was going to make it while I was here, but they wanted to go to Longhorn Steakhouse and then not order steak, just order all sides.
That's what
they ordered corn on the cob, baked potato.
Also Longhorn?
Yeah, they went to Longhorn Steakhouse.
Why would you not go to like a local steak shop in Texas?
Not a lot.
It was pretty close.
Yeah, Longhorn's right down the road.
It didn't matter. We didn't eat any steak.
They didn't even eat steak.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. So it's not like it mattered. They weren't craving it.
Probably either. The lady was like, wait, what did you just order? Like, we're going to have 6 sides, please. Thank you.
Actually, we're going to go to Golden Corral instead.
Oh.
Ouch.
Wow. That sounds delicious.
Well, I get my hair cut at the Cut and Corral. Name the movie.
I don't know.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Number good. 11.
Okay.
You order a pizza. A whole pizza. It's yours. No one else is allowed to eat any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you finish the crust or do you toss the crust?
I'm answering for Jeff.
Yes.
Finish, duh.
Correct. Especially because I'm dipping it in stuff.
Okay.
Like either ranch or whatever sauce comes with it. But if I have dip, I will finish it. Dip. Rarely do I not. Lincoln is also finishing his crust.
Crust is like so good.
Yeah, crust is delicious. It's a waste to not eat the crust.
Even on a Little Caesars pizza?
Especially, they're like pretzel crust, Parmesan, like garlic, butter crust.
I'm never ordering a Little Caesars pizza, Scott.
You were a college student once.
It was gifted.
The last time I had Little Caesars pizza was from a church function, but I didn't have it at all in college.
And you stopped going to church.
We'd go to Papa Murphy's more so than we would go to anywhere else in college.
Well, I only have one thing to say about that. Pizza, pizza.
That's all I gotta say. I used to work there until I got fired.
Because he would eat all the pepperoni and he wouldn't put it on there. It was just
another story for another day.
Pepperoni Tony.
Podcast when I get invited. Anyway, next time. Moving on to number 12.
He's willing it to...
Jeff, when you guys go to the movie, popcorn or no popcorn? What does Lincoln say?
Wow. This for Devin, I know this answer really well because we've had discussions about it, but I've never discussed it.
You know, I've never gone to a movie together.
You've never been to a movie theater?
Not with you.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen a movie together. Right?
Yeah.
So this one's really shot in the dark, which is kind of weird that we've never gone and watched a movie together.
Not that weird.
It is that weird. There's a lot of movies we both like.
While we were in college, and I was married, and now I'm dating, and you're married.
I wouldn't say dating.
Well.
Wow. That is not a good friend. Happy 50th podcast.
You can't set me up.
That's just ruthless. How
I
want it.
I have an audience now.
Ruthless.
If we can't make jokes at each other's expense, then what are we doing here?
If the boot fits.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Lincoln orders popcorn.
More often than not, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say Jeff as well.
Oh yeah, I love popcorn.
Okay.
Whoa. Like if I'm at home. Sometimes I'll make popcorn, but if I go to a movie, more often than not, like 65% of the time, I'll get popcorn.
The real question is, do you order a drink with it, or do you sneak in your own water?
I am a go ask for a cup of water guy.
You ask for a cup of water.
Yeah. I ask for a cuppa.
A cup of soup, a cup of water.
A cup of tea.
A cup of Joe.
That's
right.
When they talk about tea in the UK, they just say, yeah, can I get a cuppa?
A cuppa.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Lincoln, you're still ahead with three to go.
I got a one-point lead?
Yep.
One-point lead.
You're driving a car. When you climb in and you're the driver, do you seatbelt on before or after you start your car?
Okay, answering for Jeff.
Yep.
He starts the car first.
That's correct. Lincoln also starts the car first.
Correct.
Dang it.
It's a close one.
Okay. Number 4.
Actually, more often than not, I'm starting the car before I even get into the car, and then I put the key in the ignition.
A remote start. Nice.
He's got his nice Colorado.
Got my truck.
Got truck.
I got my boy truck.
That's how it feels to drive a Ford F-150.
You know what it feels like to have a diesel engine revving up your butt? Feels good. Makes you feel alive. Makes you feel something.
Okay, number 14. This one is kind of a repeat of the other ones, but maybe your answers will change. When putting on gloves, which hand do you put on first? You're answering for Jeff first.
No, I thought.
Jeff.
I'm answering for Lincoln.
Jeff first. That's right.
Let me write down my answer.
All right, Lincoln's putting on his left hand first.
Correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Jeff is also putting on his left.
Correct.
Woo!
Dude, we're down. So.
Jeff, so what made you say left that time?
Well, I was doing it in my head like this, like practicing. And I was like, I don't think he's grabbing the gloves like this with his hands, and then he's holding it, and then he'll put one on this hand and then grab the other one. Like, you're just naturally going to grab it and put it on this hand.
Lincoln, if you get this one correct.
I win.
You win. You can lock Jeffrey out.
Wait, how many questions are there left?
This is it.
One. This is the last question?
This is the last question.
Oh,
this is 15, Jeff.
Here we go.
Okay.
And you're the first one, Lincoln.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm interested what this is going to be.
When shampooing your hair in the shower, but before you rinse it, do you shampoo your hair with your eyes open or closed? Jeff.
So you're answering for me.
Yep.
Do I keep my eyes open?
I have to think about what I do first.
Yeah.
I only wash my hair like once a week, so.
And then you condition it other weeks.
Yeah.
Hence the why you're not dating right now.
Yeah. I literally wash my hair like every 5 days or so. Probably every like fifth shower.
It's a good thing nobody watches.
Put that on your Hinge account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
Well, I mean, it's working for my hair so far, so.
I wasn't talking about your hair.
Oh, okay. I still don't know the answer to this.
Okay. You can't miss this one.
And if you answer first and you get it right, then it's really, it doesn't matter what I say.
It definitely doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm going to say Jeff's eyes are closed.
That's correct.
Wow.
Woo! That's really solid. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, you can go ahead.
I'm going to say Lincoln's eyes are also closed.
They are open.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
You keep your eyes open?
Oh, this is my answer. This is.
Why do you do that?
Why do I do what?
Is it because is it because your hair's long enough that you can like slick it back with the shampoo and then hold it? Yeah, because my hair's rarely that long, so I can't. But when it's short, it's just gonna run right in my eyes.
When I'm rinsing my hair out too, I'm like this. So the water's hitting the back of my head. I don't stand in front of the water.
Is this when you're listening to your Enya in the shower and you're like rinsing your hair back and you're like caressing your hair and.
Nah, usually I'm listening to Left Hand Backhand Podcast.
Only the listening to yourself Scott while you shower?
Only the episodes with Scott, though.
Self-centered much? Somebody likes themselves.
Love myself, brother.
Can't get enough of it.
All right.
Donald Trump, but also mixed with what's his name, who's not relevant anymore.
What's his name?
Biden.
No.
What's his name, Jeff?
Who?
The
streamer. Oh, Twitch, the one who's like, what's the other guy he's mixing it with?
Yeah.
He mixes it with somebody else. I don't remember.
Why can't I remember his name?
Yeah, I don't remember either. I know it's mostly Donald Trump. Well, good job, Lincoln. Congratulations. That's well deserved. How did we do compared to everybody else? Like, how many we got right?
Way more.
Really?
Like, when Jeff... So,
dude, that's weird. Is it not weird?
That was 15 sketch. Questions.
Sketch.
Lincoln got 13 correct, and Jeff got 12 correct. Or 11. 11. 11 and 13.
Because I missed that last one.
The two that I missed were the potatoes instead of steak and the toothpaste.
Yeah.
When Steele and Lily did this, they got 6 right each.
Dude, that's rough.
6.
That's rough.
You know he's...
Jeff, that's really weird.
That's really weird.
I mean, trust me.
Wait, did you tell your dad what we said would happen if we were both 50 and single?
He doesn't need it now.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
That's a promise I made to you, Lincoln. All right, thank one else.
Okay.
All right. Well, except for the entire Left Hand Backhand podcast.
But... That's true. They all heard it. Yes. Okay. Well, for the insurance.
Sure, yeah.
Like Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, Chuck and Larry.
Naturally.
It's only fair.
Okay. So on this last draft... Tell me how many,
Here you go, Scott. Right
there. Yeah.
We've got 5.
I'm not in it.
He's not drafted.
I can't be in it. I already know all the answers.
This is a different
type of
draft.
This is a different type of draft. I made this one up different. It's very, very special.
It's a 50th anniversary special Scott Spangler edition draft.
And there's the top 50.
The Scott Spangler banner.
Yeah. Yes. So you can delete mine. Do you want more than 5 picks?
Well, tell us what the draft is.
Okay, here's what the draft is. You have to name the most successful musical artists of all time. There's no research. Here's what you get. Here's what determines it. Number of albums sold, number of gold, albums, platinum albums, multi-platinum, diamond, Grammy nominations, and Grammy wins. Those are all of the...
So this, it's all encompassing with everything.
All encompassing, makes correct.
It. Okay. Where did you get this list from?
I got this list from Newsweek. It was online, and they put the top 50 artists. And I can tell you right now, they had all the numbers for everything, and it was pretty darn accurate.
Okay, so should we go 10 each, Jeff?
Yeah, to make it better.
Okay, so here's how I'm going
to
do it.
And essentially, we just get to take our picks and try to. We're trying to get...
So
ones that are in the top 50.
Hang on. So here's how it works. Let's just say that you, on one of your picks, you pick a specific artist and they are number 14 on the list. That means you get a score of 14 points for that pick. If you pick someone who's not on the list, you get an automatic 51 points. At the end of the draft, I add up all the points and average it by 10. The one with the lowest average score wins the draft.
Beautiful.
So you're, we're just trying to pick. Basically, it's like a segment where we're trying
to. We're trying to get the highest picks.
The highest ones, and have still the most pick on list at the top. Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
It's right. More segmenty than drafty, but it works.
Yep.
I like it. Scott, who do you want to go first?
You get the choice. It really doesn't matter, but.
It does. Because it is a snake draft. You
it's
know
a
what?
Slithery little snake.
I'm a snake.
I'm a snake.
My son, let me, hold his daughter, and he took me golfing yesterday, even though I paid for it, and it was amazing.
And he beat me.
Yeah, I beat him mini golf 4 times, and then the extra.
Mini. It, we went to the place that we wanted to. That,
yeah,
the
Tiger Woods mini golf place. It was fun. Awesome. Okay.
So Jeff's first.
So Jeff gets to go first.
Okay.
Okay, Jeff, where are you going?
I'm gonna start with Michael Jackson.
Good pick.
Okay.
Where's that at, Scott?
Oh, I'm not gonna tell you the picks right now.
Oh, okay.
No, wait.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
If you can.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Just so that we have
an idea. There's no harm in it. It's not like
Michael Jackson is number six.
Number six.
All right.
Okay, good pick,
I'll take
Jeff.
It.
Good pick. I'm gonna go with the Beatles.
Number one.
Wow. Nice pick.
Let's go.
Nice pick.
Okay. Who's number two then? Let's go.
By the way, the Beatles sold 183 million albums.
That's really incredible.
That's the number one. No one's even close.
Especially since they're not even that
good. No one's like within 40 million albums of them.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, especially since they're mid. That's crazy.
Seriously.
Yeah. Like what? Yellow Submarine? Ooh.
Oh, we all live
drugs. I made a song.
Oh, great. Abbey Road or Lane or whatever. Don't you mock the Beatles.
Oh, Blackbird singing
hey,
in the dead of the night.
They just gave you a 1 point, the best score you can get.
Eleanor Rigby? Who's that?
Calm down.
Oh, great. I got 1 point.
What, a white album? Come on, Black Lives Matter.
Okay. Oh. No.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh, too soon.
Again.
Too soon.
Grateful nobody watches the podcast.
Yeah, seriously. That is a good thing.
Number two. Let's go, Lincoln.
Number two, I'm gonna go. I don't know what's 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't think of like those. I'm gonna go with the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Latter part of this is gonna be tough.
Rolling Stones is number 27.
Dang. Okay, that was rough.
Remember, if you're outside of it, even by a lot, it's still only 51 points. So
yeah, but those can add up.
They can, but.
All right, okay. Jeff, where are you going?
I'm going Beyonce.
First one to take a female artist, number 15.
Nice, Jeff.
15? She has a lot of Grammy nominations, I feel like.
You have no idea. There's somebody in here has 60 plus.
What about Sushi Glory Hole?
That one does not. That's Lonely Island. They should be on here. I think they have a Grammy nomination.
Sushi being fed through
a hole
in the wall. Where you going?
Okay. Next up on my list, I'm going to go with Prince.
Nice.
Prince.
I was trying to get
that. Looking at the paper wrong. It means he's probably not even on this list anywhere.
No, he is.
Prince was so successful, but I may have made a mistake here. Yeah, I made a mistake here. It's taken him a long time to look at this list. Darn it. I'm in trouble.
That's a 51.
What? Prince is
in trouble. Wow. Seriously?
That's actually crazy.
Did not make the list.
Okay.
You know what, Lincoln? I am sad you picked what you
picked. No, wait. There was another one formerly known as, but I guess, no, he didn't make it either.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Taylor Swift at my third pick. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it.
That's a number 26.
Wow, so you had 27, 26. Look at you.
Yeah.
Dang.
And she's had so many nominations and so many albums sold. But
yeah,
like,
I know.
Imagine how much better.
That makes me really concerned.
Yeah, if she's not even top 25 of all time.
Yeah.
And I'm worried my picks from here on out.
All right. I'm going to go with Dr. Dre.
That's 51 points.
You knew that.
What?
Yeah, did not make it. All right, Jeff?
I am shooketh.
I am shooketh.
Frickin' A. Okay.
Okay, let's go with... there's so many great artists, and I feel like there's a lot that I'm...
Oh my gosh, I know.
Oh.
Well, Jeff has two picks. He might pick one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's definitely one from, like, the, like, 80s or 90s that I'm definitely missing. That's huge. Let's go with... Oh, there's so many. Britney Spears. She's not even on the top 50. That'd be crazy because she's sold so many albums.
She'd probably not, dude.
51 points.
Oh! Oh!
That hurts, man.
That really hurts.
That hurts your average.
That hurts so bad. And then with my fifth pick, this is really, really hard to look at. Let's go with Queen.
Nice. That's got to be up there.
He's taking him forever. This is bad.
Queen did not make the list.
Oh! No. What?
It did not make the list.
Oh, my okay. Lincoln, are you still confident all in right. your pick?
Yes, I'm very confident.
All right.
I'm going with Frank Sinatra.
No, that's 51.
Dude, this is...
Oh, no. He's a 48.
48, okay. Oh. Saved you 3 points.
Thanks,
wow,
man.
I'm surprised he's even on the list.
He's a 48. Yeah.
That's really crazy.
All right.
Lock in.
We're gonna take this off the beaten path. To get back to the Yellow Brick Road, we're going to go with Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Number 19.
Oh, my goodness. She sold a lot of albums. All I Want for Christmas Is You has probably gotten her 5 million. Yeah, one song has probably gotten her however many.
Right now, Lincoln is definitely leading. Just got three straight 51s. He's got to come up with some big low numbers on these next couple
of
picks.
Yeah, I do. So, how about let's go with Bob Dylan.
Nice.
Bob Dylan, number 30.
Okay. Not great. Not awesome, but... Okay. I think I have a couple options here. So how about let's go with...
Bien.
Let's go with Celine Dion.
Celine Dion, number 33.
Okay. Dang. Not bad.
I mean, it's better than 51.
It is better than 51. 31! 31!
31! Okay, who's like 2, 3, 4, 5?
I know,
Dude.
Do we know them well, or are we...
All of them.
Oh, balls.
This is, all of them. Like, we okay. should, but there's... I'm spacing
fact,
so hard.
On the I'm telling you, on the top, like... The top 14, you know every one of them. That's not even a question.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to go Eminem.
Eminem, number 14.
Okay.
I wanted to go earlier, but I was like, there's no way.
I know. I was like, I'll take that. All right, and then I'm going to go Drake.
Nope, that's 51 points.
No way?
Drake did not make the cut.
Drake has so many top ones. Eminem is that much higher, man. That's crazy.
Because you got to go with his Grammy nominations and Grammy wins.
Yeah, that's why I went Drake.
Yeah, Drake does not have as many. He didn't even make the list.
Dang.
It's me. It's my daughter, Haley.
Okay. I'm going to go with Whitney Houston.
Oh, my gosh. Nice pick.
Number 23.
But they're not low enough, man. You've got a couple 19s, 14s.
I kind of want to keep going, but...
I need like a 3 and a 5 right now, and
yeah,
I'm spacing.
That's what you need.
And I'm spacing really bad.
I just can't even believe that this...
On the other people who did this, did they pick the top ones pretty quickly?
No. Haley Haley picked two that were okay.
And the rest were out of the list.
The rest were, yeah, she only picked five and she did horrible. Three of her five were 51s. But just so you know, your first five picks,
three Jeff's got three, all. I've got one. No, I've got two.
You have two. You had Drake.
Drake and Dr. Dre are both Dr. Dre, way out of it. Yeah. But in fact, I have three, and I have fact, three in my 30s.
Stay away from the D artists because they're not good. Stick with A.
Drake and Dre.
Stick with A-list.
Okay.
That was a hint.
Stick with A-list?
What? A-list?
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, 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 whoa, 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 whoa.
Is it Jeff's pick right now?
Yes. Yeah. Jeff's got one more pick.
One more pick here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff has
got, Jeff's got a pick here, and then I got my last.
He's
got
to pick one of these two, three, four.
Unless you want to go to 15.
No. 10 is good.
Okay.
We're already an hour and 15 minutes. Oh, my gosh, man. I should know one of these top ones. No problem, because I think of Michael Jackson. I think of ones that would be performing at like Live Aid back in the day, like in the 80s and 90s, like some of the biggest artists of all time. And I'm like, what could they have done? So
wait, can we please go to 15? Because I just figured out the era. It's an era.
You're already gonna win at 10.
Okay, well,
why do you need 15 to win?
We'll go to 13.
13? Okay.
13 picks.
Okay, 13 going on 30.
13 going on 30. Okay. I'm going to go with Aerosmith.
It's not going to be up there.
Yeah, probably not.
They did not make the pick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, they did. They're 22.
20. Oh,
whoa, nice.
Over it. Very good. Yeah, it's all right. Right.
That's my third best on the list.
All right. Jeff, once I like thought, I was like, who's like Frank Sinatra era, maybe older, whatever. Elvis.
Oh, number two.
There it is. All right, you win. All right. I can't win if you got Elvis and
nailed
the Beatles.
It. Number two.
I can't believe I spaced.
Okay. And then, are you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
Elton John.
Who?
Elton John.
Number 11.
I'm so right. Much trouble.
Dude, but you could,
Elvis you, and John.
If you pick up 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, you could totally nail this.
Did you just say all the best picks you think I'm now going to know after all of my other options have been taken, including
yes,
Lincoln's?
Correct.
Like, that's a probability? Yeah, okay.
Okay, Jeff, you got two picks.
Oh, this is awful.
This is just...
You got the 1, 2, awful. 11, oh my gosh. Four. Yeah, I'm in trouble.
Can we actually just stop at 10, and then can I just try to snipe? Because I think I figured out the era.
You mean you just want to guess a few?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can stop. So yeah. Jeff,
I think at 10, it's not
this is Jeff's final pick.
That's true. Jeff only has one that's a single digit.
Yeah, there's no... Unless I get number 3 right now. If I get number 3 right now,
correct,
then we can go to 13. Because I might have a chance.
3, 4, or 5, you still have a chance.
If I can get any one of those.
Okay.
And I feel like one of those is going to be a group, because I'm already naming like Celine Dion and all these. What are bands that like sold out everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to think of bands that would have sold out
literally
every single location. And that's
don't think of bands.
I am though. I'm thinking of bands that sold out in every place they went. But I'm gonna say no. U2's not even gonna be there. Yeah, I'm gonna say U2.
That's number 8.
Wow.
It was like sold out in lots of places.
There's still a chance.
There's a ground, Monty. I don't know. It's a tough chance.
Here's the deal. We'll do 11.
If I can get on the next one.
If he picks a 51, then you're still in it. If he picks a really good one, then you're probably out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Lincoln.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, no. It's my pick again.
It's Jeff's pick again.
Oh, yeah. It's Jeff's pick.
Okay. Coming back around. Oh, there's so many. And like, I have to keep in mind of Grammys, but also how many albums sold with some of these people. Like, who sells that many albums everywhere? Like, internationally, too. Oh, and there's just so many bands.
Dude, it most took me a minute, but now I have
like a most list of these are singular of, artists, as you can tell.
You haven't been researching, right?
No, I'm just trying to go through eras of music, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, this person. Oh my gosh, this person. I've got eight more people now that it's coming back to me.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's roll with for me. Someone who sold, and I'm trying to stay away from more modern people because I don't think they've sold nearly as many.
I think there's a chunk of like early 2000s modern.
Yeah, longevity is important in this.
Yeah, being able to be around a long time and perform for a long time. Diana Ross.
Duh.
No, it's not there, is it?
That's a 50.
Nah. She's number 50?
51.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's going to do it, Lincoln. So you go ahead and do your 11th pick.
Okay.
Tell me what you got.
Madonna?
Madonna, number 16.
Oh, my gosh. There it is. Good job, Lincoln. Okay. Good job.
Okay, go ahead. So the rest is just sniping. I don't need to make the average, but
Christina. Okay. Johnny Cash.
Oh, that's good.
Johnny Cash did not make the top 50.
Whoa!
Wow, okay. How about Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, number 9.
I was going to say him so early, and I was like, there's no way he sold that.
So it's like Billy Joel, Elton John, same era, right?
Totally.
Bob Marley.
I don't think he's there.
No, he didn't. He made a different list that I did, but I didn't like that list because it didn't seem accurate.
Okay. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that's going to be up there.
Number 13.
Yep.
Bruce Springsteen.
Number 5.
Oh, dude, this is ridiculous. Yeah. This is ridiculous. I wasn't going to do this. Five. You found a rhythm and I was in trouble.
Yeah. And then there's a couple other hip hop artists. Kanye.
Kanye West, 21.
21. That's pretty good. Jay-Z.
Number 12.
Wow. Beyonce. At
she was at 15.
And then what about Michael Bublé?
Nope.
No. No? Okay.
What about Michael Bolton?
No.
What about Troy Bolton?
Okay, do you want me to go
Troy Bolton?
Do you want me to go from back to that's front so you just can hear the rest?
Yeah.
Here, let's hear it.
Number 50, Kenny G.
Oh wow, he made the list?
That guy has sold out so many times with his stupid instrument. Number 49, Neil Diamond.
Okay.
47, Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
46, Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh.
Here's a real impressive. Number 45, Paul Simon. That's
by himself?
A double whammy.
Ended that close.
Number 44, Phil Collins.
Oh, in the air tonight.
Okay.
43, Linda Ronstadt.
Wait, can I ask, is Coldplay on there?
No.
Okay.
Number 42, Van Halen.
Mm. Oh,
41, Kenny Rogers.
AC/DC?
Hang on.
Are they on?
We'll get to there. Yeah, they're
on. Oh, they are.
Number 40, Fleetwood Mac. Number 39, the Dixie Chicks.
Ew.
I know. Number 38, Aretha Franklin. Ooh, my bad. Number 37.
Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to party with Aretha!
Number 37, Johnny Cash. He was on there.
So you would have gotten it.
You picked him.
Well.
You would have said it on your honorable snipes.
Correct. Number 36, Santana.
Oh.
Really?
35, Shania Twain.
Shania.
Number 30.
Eagles.
Eagles, number 4.
Oh, I said it.
How could you have missed that?
Eagles.
It's like
my
most favorite of all artists.
But I didn't think about it. I know. There's no way that would be on the top. Like, they're ahead of Michael Jackson.
Yes.
That's nuts. Michael Jackson was the biggest international superstar of all time. And they were ahead.
Yep. They sold way more albums than Michael Jackson. They sold
did we guess Led Zeppelin? No, we didn't.
No. They're number 7.
How did we miss all these?
111 million albums sold.
Led Zeppelin!
Number 34, Adele. Number 30.
I was going to say Adele, but I was like, no way.
Number 32, Willie Nelson. Number 31, Sting. Number 29, George Strait. Number 28.
Oh, we didn't even think country.
Yeah, country.
28, AC/DC. Okay. And country is going to be number 3, by the way.
I know who it is.
No,
it's not George Strait. It's going to be...
No. Number 25, Pink Floyd. Number 24, Paul McCartney.
Oh.
Number 21, Kanye West. Number 20, Vince Gill. Number 18, Metallica.
Oh.
Number 17, Eric Clapton. 16, ooh, Madonna, Clapton, which you guys already guessed. Mm-hmm. 13, Stevie Wonder, which was guessed. 12 is Jay-Z. Number 10, here's our top 10. Number 10, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand? She's in the same area with like...
Couldn't even name a single song by her other than the one with the duck people that sing about Barbara Streisand.
I can think of this one. Do you know? That one. That's the one song I know.
I don't know that one. Yeah, but maybe. Number 9, Billy Joel. Number 7, Led Zeppelin. Number 5, Bruce Springsteen. Number 4, Eagles. Number 3, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. That's crazy. He sold that many as a country singer.
Yeah, one of these...
Mostly U.S.
One of these people had like 64... Elvis. One of them had 64 Grammy nominations and 24 Grammy wins.
Oh.
But they only sold 33.5 million albums, so they had a lot of...
Who's that?
I don't remember. I didn't write it down. There were so many of them.
Well, Lincoln, you put a butt whooping on that because I was not on it. You found a rhythm.
Once I found like the Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel era, then all of a sudden things started to click.
Well, yeah, and then you were like Eminem, and then you're like, oh wait, Elvis.
I know Eminem. I thought Drake would be up there actually.
But like the fact I didn't say Eagles, and I was thinking about it, but I didn't say it.
Yeah.
I didn't say Billy Joel, but I wanted to, and I was like, he's had a lot of big songs, but I just didn't think of it. So he's going to calculate the score.
Mariah Carey being at 19 is actually hilarious.
Yeah. But, like, no boy bands are in there with how long they've been. Like, Justin Timberlake has a lot of Grammy nominations, but he hasn't sold.
Yeah, but he also has part NSYNC, part Grammy, which is, I mean, we should have guessed Paul McCartney. Or I'm actually surprised John Lennon isn't up there, too.
Yeah, but he hasn't had enough by himself.
Just with the poll, but Yoko Ono sucks.
She dragged him down.
Yeah.
Dude, she destroyed the Beatles.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
My uncle says he only hates two people in this world, the devil and Yoko Ono.
Because she ruined their band.
Shout out to my Uncle Dorson.
Wow, that's a tough, I mean, it's a really fun list. It's just... I would never have expected somebody.
I knew for a fact the Beatles were number one because I'd heard that before, but I...
Queen not selling as many albums with how good some of their songs are.
Seriously.
Unbelievable.
Like, they have such a strong... And the longevity of it, too. And a movie. Like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Frank Sinatra being at 48. What?
It was actually closer than you guys think.
Really?
Okay.
So, Jeff's average score was 31 points. And Lincoln's was 24.18.
That's not bad.
Wow.
It's not bad at all.
My U2 at number 8.
What was I?
You were at 24.18.
As an average, minus 31.
Yeah, 24 points, essentially, per pick.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
What a nice job.
What a 50th episode.
That was really fun. Really good.
Very good. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening. Thank you, Scott, for the 3-time MVP. So glad you got to meet your first ever granddaughter.
She's amazing. Beautiful.
She only spit up on him projectile once today.
And once
wait,
on my wife.
Jeff, can you read through? Was he lying right there? Can you tell? Read through. Was he lying?
No, he's telling the truth.
About what?
Survey says he enjoyed having fun. Lincoln, real quick, we do need to remember that one of our drafts, we mentioned it in a previous pod and we never brought it back up. We do need to draft best game shows.
Oh, yeah.
We never did that.
Okay.
And that'd be a really good one, so that's good. But also, before we go, before we start wrapping up, we did have a quick story about mini golf that we played yesterday with Devin.
Oh, with Devin?
Devin Newquist, a past podcaster.
Well, Devon.
And Devon. Devon Newquist.
When he's balling, his name is Devon.
That's right. Before he split his head open.
How did that look?
Ugly. Oh, it's bad, dude. It's bad. He hates it. He's so mad. And I was like, was it worth it?
I need a bulk.
Harry Potter, can you please help me?
You're a wizard, Devin.
That's so funny.
He's really unhappy, and he said it itches all the time, and he can't do anything about it. It's bad, dude. The stitches. He's like,
oh, you didn't send a picture of his face, darn it.
That's it's okay. Rough.
You just sent a picture of your old man glasses.
That's right. Nah, I like them. They function, okay?
Function over for him. New glasses than you do.
He should. He's got the money for it. What do you think I do? Mine are off of Temu.
By the way, I found those on a camping trip in somebody's drawer that was at an Airbnb that I stayed at, and I took them.
He stole them.
Yeah. Nice.
Steal them.
Okay, so the story
is... You off of Temu, Emu, and Doug? No.
Temu, Emu, no. And Doug.
And Doug.
And Doug.
Okay, so we played at Tiger Woods designed Pop Stroke, the golf facility that has two 18-hole mini golf courses, and there's built-in bunkers that's kind of a rougher fake grass, but it's really well designed and it's really hard to get a hole in one. So we all played the first couple rounds. We played the tougher course and the easier course, and it was pretty consistent between who was winning. I think you won the first two. He won the first two, beat Devin by only like one or two strokes on the first one, but then played really well on the second one and won by like six or seven.
I shot one over par for that.
But I was the worst one. I didn't do as well. But Devin and I were finished pretty closely both times. Then we stopped and took a break for food, ate, and then we started off the third one, and Devin was able to win that one. And then we played a fourth round, and we started betting McChickens. So we bet McChickens on that, and I think at that point, into going to the fourth round, we each owed, I owed them a little bit of McChicken. I owed Devin five McChickens going into the final round.
Yeah.
And I bet him five more. Okay. And then he tried to bet him some McChickens to bring it back down. And Devin ended up winning, but my dad got the only hole-in-one on the day.
Nice.
It's really impressive. It was the only one. That's how difficult. We played 72 holes of golf.
One hole-in-one.
Between, and then, so that's three...
Three people.
Three people, each playing 72 holes, and we only got one. So it's really difficult.
We got more hole-in-ones on the mini disc golf course.
Yeah, than that. That's insane.
It's really hard to get a hole-in-one.
He lipped out probably eight shots that went in the cup and bounced out because of the
speed. I think it's called a rim out.
Rim, yeah, that's right.
If there'd have been a flag stick, most of them would have stayed.
It was really close, but... That's not the point of the thing. The point is we finished and Devin won the second round, which then knocked off. I think he only owed him five McChickens.
He owed me no McChickens, but he owed me a batch of brownies, which I said was five McChickens. And he said, okay, agreed.
Okay.
So he zeroed out 13 McChickens that he owed me from years.
For years, yeah.
Right.
And I owed Devin 10 McChickens and my dad I owed seven McChickens. So I said, hey, let's play one final challenge hole. So we'll just play hole one, except we will start. Hole one is like kind of halfway connected to the training hole course, like the where you do the
practice putting.
And we went to the very back of that. So it's like one continuous shot. And we said, all right, everything's in play. You have to start from right here. And you have to make it all the way in that hole. And it's whoever
gets it. Can I ask a question, context question? Were you using mini golf putters or real putters?
They're mini golf putters, but they're better than normal. They're actually metal putters.
Mini golf putters are rubber and they suck.
They're not rubber. They're metal.
I can't use them. I have
to. These are metal.
Okay.
It's real deal. They're not the best.
It's a semi real putter.
And it's a real golf ball.
But they're just blade. Yeah, and they give you tailor made nice golf balls.
Nice. So that's good. But we start from there. So I bet all my 10 McChickens to Devin. I'm like, I just want to erase it. So it's double or nothing, basically.
Okay.
And then he bets five McChickens that were converted from the brownies to my dad, and I just bet the seven that I owed him.
Which he didn't make those brownies. Morgan did, but...
No one knew. He still owed them. That's why they were still owed.
Because he'll never get
them. He'll never make them.
So we start from there, and I putt, and I kind of miss it, and it goes off, kind of, it doesn't even make it onto the hole yet. It's just kind of next to the starting spot in the rough.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, but it's tough. Like, it's tough to even make it. And Devin does the exact same thing, hits it next to my ball. And my dad goes up and whacks it. And he's able to make it onto, like, the beginning part. But he sails it. It goes over the first little bunker and then past the hole. And then there's, like, a really tight ridge that's, like, a foot and a half tall. Like, it kind of is really steep. But he ramped it and went up and over And it goes down another, like, 2 or 3 feet from there into, like, pine needles, so it's, like, stuck. So he's buried, but you have to play it where it lies.
And the wow. hill is, it has a peak that's about this big of flatness. All the rest is just, it's like a big speed bump. So it's really tight.
It's really tight. Yeah, and the greens are fast. So he's like, all right, so we've all hit our first shot. Devin hits his second one into the hole next to where we're at. So he's not even on the same hole at this point. Okay. He's like, come on.
And he's in another sand trap.
And he's mad because he's like, super dang it. Mad. I hit mine, and mine goes into the sand trap next to the hole, so I'm in good spots. Devin hits his second. While my dad's prepping, and he's asking questions like, hey, am I supposed to play it from here? And I was like, yeah, you just got to play it from right there, so good luck. Devin tries to play his second shot. He bounces, it goes up the ramp, straight back down into the bunker. And he's like, he's mad. As he's looking back at the ball, my dad goes, okay. And just, he's thinking, I don't want to hit this too hard because it'll go up the ramp and fly way over.
And
the
it's on a hill.
Yeah. It's like goes up a hill and then down, and the hole's.
I'm trying to like get context from like the pictures.
The hole's like 3.5 feet from the hill. So it's right after you get.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
So you basically have to let it barely go over the hump and then like settle, like use its own.
Wait,
momentum.
Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at like a picture of the course, kind of.
Yeah, so okay, those ridges like that you're looking at, it's kind of like that, except into like the, you know, nowhere land. So he hits it. We're all not really even paying attention. We just kind of look over. I am, and Devin's looking at his ball, and he hits it, and you see it go boom and almost settle on the top, and then it goes down, and we're like, wait, that just went perfectly. And it starts to trickle and trickle and trickle, and he buckets it into, which is better than any of us had done on that hole, starting from the normal spot. Dang. He started from like 100 feet away.
And so then how many chickens did Devin owe you after that?
10. Now he owes me 10 big chickens again.
So total? he only knocked off 3.
It was a double or nothing.
So he owes no brownies, but he owes 10 McChickens.
And Jeff owes me 6.
And then
I beat
Devin on that hole, too, because he struggled again. So I wiped my McChickens from Devin. He was mad. He owes him 10 McChickens, and I still owe him 14 McChickens.
He threw his club when that happened. He threw his club.
He was not happy about it.
It was so great.
He was like, come on.
Oh, dear.
It was the shot of the day. It was incredible. So really, it was amazing. And Devin still owes, and now I owe him more McChickens than Devin ever did.
Yep.
I'm at 14. Should have filmed it. It would have been great.
Like, I knew my dad was going to hit the shot of the century off of the... literally, it was unbelievable.
He should know.
Yeah. Sure. You should have known.
Okay.
Well, that's incredible. Thank you for the story time.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Scott, for joining us.
Yep, thank you. I hope
thank you, lefties. If you've tuned this far, you're a real
one. You're a true lefty fan.
Okay. It's true.
Share with your dad, who's never actually going to listen to the pod, and your grandma, and your new baby, if you have one.
Kennedy.
And Scott, final word.
The final word of the pod. Not just one word, but like the final phrase.
Or one word, because that's what that's what Max did, and it was pretty
cool. Mullets only look good if you wear your hat backwards.
That's nice.
Thanks, Scott. Lefty's out.
You're welcome.